Can There Be a Universal Religion? Publication, The World's Work. The World's Work, March to October 1912, A History of Our Time, Garden City, New York, Doubleday, Page and Company. Can There Be a Universal Religion? What is Baha'ism? And who is Abdu'l-Bahá, the Persian whose kind old face has smiled through its wrinkles out of all the newspapers of late? Is it another freak religion? Is it another faker who has served to center the interest of idle women for a few weeks? Perhaps rather more than that, the kindly old gentleman seeks seclusion rather than advertising, and when he has talked, he has said so few queer things, if any, in a vocabulary so free from occult terms, said so many wise and sensible things in so simple and yet somehow so impressive way, that it is clear he is not the type of Oriental mystic who has been in the habit of visiting us. His followers dimly hint that he is a reincarnation of all the prophets, but he smiles and waves it all away and says, "No, no, no, I am not a prophet. I am only a servant of God. You also must be a servant of God." His religion, if he can be said to have a religion, is this, that all religions are at the bottom one. The divine voice he teaches can and does speak as well through one creed as through another. The Christian should continue in his faith, the Buddhist in his. The Sufi does not fail to find God in his mysticism, nor the rationalist in his logic. Only it behooves them all to seek to enlarge and spiritualize each of his particular faith, to enter into its deeper meaning, and so find unity with all other men. There are 3 million Baha'is already, but while most of them are Mohammedans, because the teaching arose in Persia, it is not uncommon to find Jews, Zoroastrians, Christians, and Hindus meeting together, each sect learning a larger interpretation of its particular faith in the light of the all-inclusive spirit of Baha'ism. In London, where his visit excited very great interest, Abdu'l-Bahá spoke in the Protestant preacher Campbell's Chapel and at the Anglican Archdeacon Wilberforce's church, and he held up the Bible as good a guide as the Vedas or the Quran. There is something arresting, as there is in every effort to draw men together, in the visit to the West of this wise man of the East. This lover of his race, who seeks to promote better understanding among men by persuading them that their religions are really all one. If there is any fact of contemporaneous history evident, it is the fact the nations and races are drawing together. Civilization is breaking down the barriers. Knowledge is showing how vitally the interests of all people of all the lands are connected. But religion can scarcely be said to have been in the past a unifying force. It has rather estranged than united. Abdu'l-Bahá says, "If a religion be the cause of hatred and disharmony, it would be better for it not to exist than to exist." Yet it is a question how far a religion can surrender its distinctive character without ceasing to exist.